Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Still tuned to Heart with myself and Pomogo right here on Radio Pulpit, AM 657. We are your daily companion on air 24 hours in a day, 7 days in a week, 365 days in a year. Can you believe it? We are here for you, my family. And just a reminder that if you have three songs that you want us to play for you for our weekend praise jam, do so by sending through your WhatsApp on our Radio Pulpit WhatsApp line, 0826572729. Request the three songs you would like to hear later on, just after the 2 o'clock good news this Friday afternoon. And right now, my first guest for our Friday, live at 40. Live at and beyond 40. So I feel so old, like I'm saying. I turned 43 now on the 1st of July. And I feel like I'm a makoko, you know, and I love it. Ayanda says the once we end, we reach the fourth floor, we are e-youth in Dala. So, yeah, I find solace in that re-youth e young. I don't know, youth in Dala. We are youth, but sibatala. Sisotwa, welcome to Radio Pulpit. And how are you doing this afternoon?
Hi, Mpo. Thank you for having me. I'm doing okay. At least today is a little bit warm. It's not as cold as the rest of the week.
Wow, it is so warm. You should see how I'm dressed today. I'm not wearing a huge jersey and a hat and everything. Yeah, so I love
it. You're already welcome. Summer.
Yeah, Pretoria is hot today. Now, Sizo, let's get into it. Live at and beyond 40. How old are you? Maybe let's start there. Let's expose your age. How old are you?
A woman never tells her age, but here we are.
Yeah.
This year, in a few months, actually, I'll be turning 45.
I turned 43 last week, Monday, on the 1st of July.
Oh, happy belated birthday.
You're welcome, my sis. Now, let's get into it. Live at 40. Yeah, what are some of the things you've been experiencing? I don't know if it's in my mind or anything, but I also feel like things have changed. Like, I can't even rock stilettos anymore. I used to wear high heels, but I see myself, I can't even walk in heels anymore. I'm comfortable in sneakers. I feel like, you know, when it's cold. Yeah, the cold is exaggerated. I bought a hot water bottle. Can you imagine? And I've never used that thing ever since I was born. So these are some of the consequences of turning 40. How are you dealing with it? What is it that you see ever since being on the fourth floor?
Sure. Being on the fourth floor, I think for me it was a rude awakening. I thought I'm still young. Mm. To your point, I thought I could still rock my... I was actually looking at them thinking I need to have a sale. Like, yeah. I can't. It's been how many years?
I think we should
three
sell.
3 to 4 years, I'm not doing them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've literally changed the way the kind of shoes I have to wear now. Mm. A lot changes. Actually, I think the biggest change happens in your health and also in your as a person. Mm. Yeah, it happens all together. It's not just one change that happens separately. The whole body tells you that the clock is ticking, but also the good thing is the mind also tells you you become at ease. Mm. You are comfortable with yourself. Mm-hmm. You no longer worry that there's a stretch mark. There's a stretch mark for what?
Mm.
You are very comfortable. You quit trying to fix others. A lot happens, man, at that age. You understand who you are. Mm. You are fully in who God says you are.
Amen.
Without even thinking if the next person is going to look at you and frown.
Mm.
After 40, that's where one finds themselves and you exalt God more than anything.
Amen.
You don't worry about what the next person says.
Mm.
You love who you are and you don't let insecurities rule your life. You actually look yourself with the mirror that God sees you with. You see yourself as who God says you are.
Mm.
You it doesn't matter whether, well, we know 40 comes with, over 40 comes with gaining weight here and there. You know, when you used to be when you used to be pear-shaped, now you are an apple. So
I get you. Yeah, sure. But isn't it amazing? I mean, at some point in our lives, we looked at people who were 40 and we thought they were old. And now look at us. We are on the fourth floor. And yeah, our children are looking at us and they're like, yo, my mom is old.
Yes, they told me. And I said, oh, they were doing a dance. I said to my kids, I think I can do it. You know, I was practicing. They said, ah, mama, your knees. Mm. And one learns to take good care of themselves, though it's after 40. I wish I could have learned earlier to take better care of my heart, to take better, not going to the gym because I want to look hot. I go to the gym because I have to. For my health, I need to go to the gym and move. Be willing to be vulnerable. The biggest thing is you're no longer worried what, not arrogantly so, but you're no longer, it's no longer a bigger worry what the next person says. As long as you know that you are aligned in what you're doing and you are able to speak your fears, you are able to say, I'm scared because my knees are failing me. How am I gonna walk at 50? Now you start looking at home remedies to say, okay, fine, if I boil turmeric, if I do this, those are the things that I wish I would have learned when I was younger. Mm-hmm. But I'm more happier. Oh, and for me, which was a bonus, I really found I got married after 40, after life had happened, one gets married and it doesn't work out. I think also it's because some of the stuff we do, we make decisions without consulting God.
Yeah.
But now after 40, you know that this is make it or break it. Mm. So I cannot do it on my own. It's for me to ask God. And you show up in your own lane. Mm. You show up in your own lane with love also. And you are able to, I think you become more gracious unto others.
Mm.
There's so many challenges that come with 40 because, like I said, I used to gym, but now there's certain exercises that I can't do. Like on Tuesday, Wednesday, I thought I can still do that exercise.
Mm.
I got home. And
Sizoda, can you hear us? Okay, your line is cutting. Can you hear me? Hello, Zodwa? I'm not sure if we lost Zodwa, but we were talking about the issue of live ed and beyond 40, having a conversation, you know, about issues that are affecting us as the older youth. And, you know, she touched on some nice, good issues, actually, to say, you know, once you turn 40, there's so much that you're so content with, you know, you're not worried about many things. You're not worried about the Lord. You know, you're content with who God made you to be. And, those are some of the exciting things Usizodwa mentioned. Now we have you back on the line. Sorry about that. You were still telling us about, you know, some of the good benefits of turning 40, being content with yourself, loving yourself. You know, when you go to gym, you don't go to gym because you want to be sexy or hot or anything, but you're doing it because it's something that you have to do to keep healthy. And now, Sizota, for someone who's listening, they're about to turn 40 or they just turn 40 and they are worried, you know, people are worried. What sort of encouragement would you give to them? Maybe someone is, they are not married yet. They feel like, yo, I've turned 40. Maybe it's late. I will never get married. I haven't worked in my life. I turn 40. I don't have a job. I don't have a child. What sort of encouragement would you give to the person right now?
The first thing I would say is God can do exceedingly and abundantly beyond what we can imagine.
Mm.
So I've learned that it is important in whatever fears we have. I mean, we know that faith is an antidote of fear. So in whatever fears we have, take it to God.
Mm.
Go and lay it at the feet of Jesus. What I did is I think I was 30. How old was I? I think I was 40, between 39 and 40.
Okay.
I had to go and seek counseling for me and my kids because I realized that I was fearful of literally everything. Mm. I was living in fear, and I was also with past experiences, I was bleeding on others. And when I went for that counseling, I didn't even finish the whole sessions because the my therapist said no. What you wanted to get out of this, you already have it. And it's not because I know better. It's because I'm vulnerably so when I say, God, I can't do this.
Mm.
I'm scared. Why am I so scared?
Sure.
A part of it, I'm scared that maybe I'll die at 40 because people get so sick.
True.
So I needed to soak myself in the knowledge of him, to soak myself in his promises. What did he promise us? I mean, Abraham, our father of faith, Sarah gave birth at the age of 99.
Imagine.
If I'm scared at 40, why?
You know, sorry about that. When you are talking about we are scared, we are a scared generation. It's so true, but yet we are in Christ, you know. And sometimes it also confuses me because I wasn't worried when I turned 40 back then in 2021. But now in 2024, when I was about to turn 43, I was scared because my mother is late and she passed on when she was 43. Right. So at the back of my mind, I was like, sure, I'm scared to turn 43 because my mom died when she turned 43. I was in my 20s and my mom was 43 when she passed on. So that also, I was very fearful of turning 43 because I'm like, what if history repeats itself? But we are in Christ, you know, we shouldn't be fearful. So I think we should deal with our fears, you know. Like you say, let's take everything to God. Speak to God about everything. To say, God, I'm fearful. Help me. How can I, you know, conquer my fears?
And also go to therapy. We don't want to go to therapy. Go and speak to a stranger.
True.
You don't know the stranger. You can be vulnerable and open up. And you find when you have a conversation, then you get to pick up, why am I so scared? There's something that must have happened that makes me to be this scared. We don't want to just say, go in prayer, but we need to take steps also for us to be fully healed and to show up properly. I was telling my sister on Monday that I'm shocked that when I was going through my healing journey, even the clothes that I would buy, I would look at it and say, does a white dress like this? No, I don't think so. And I would drop it because I would say, I am becoming somebody's wife. I want to show up as a wife. When somebody approaches me, must not see a girlfriend, must see a wife instantly. And God did it for me. That's what happened. And so I'm no special than any other person. If he could do it for me, he could do it for you. It is just for us to be vulnerable with our Father. Daddy, I'm failing. Daddy, what's happening? He will heal us. It's not easy. It's very painful. But that journey needs to happen for us to show up as what we say we are.
Sham. So if you're listening this afternoon, you are in the fourth floor, you just turned 40, you are about to, just know that nothing changes. Just take care of yourself, eat healthy, eat right, go to gym for the right reasons. You know what I mean? Yeah, so it's exciting being on the fourth floor. I must say, I'm really enjoying it. And thank you so much, Sis Zodwa, for availing yourself this Friday afternoon to chat to us about life at 40 and life beyond 40. So are you looking forward to the fifth floor? Looking forward to turning 50 very soon like 5 years' time.
Yes, I am. And I was saying, I want to look very nice. I want to look like, you know, those women that you look at them, they still look fresh and they are 50.
Sure.
They're not doing any magic. They're taking care of themselves.
True.
So, yeah. Yeah.
So we look forward to the fifth floor. Appreciating you, Sis Zodwa, Youth and Dala. I hope you have the rest of a great day for yourself.
Thank you, and have the rest of a great day too. Thank you for having me.
God bless us. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Appreciating Usi Zodwa there. We were talking about life at and beyond 40. If you're listening, do you want to share anything with us about life at 40 or life beyond 40? If you're listening and there's something you want to share, you know, your own testimony, your own experience, please do share. Are you 40? Are you turning 40? What are your fears? What do you think will happen to you? You know, chat to me. Our WhatsApp line is 0826572729. You can drop me a voice note or send a text message. 0826572729. Let's talk about being on the fourth floor, live at 40 and beyond 40. Appreciating those who are sending through their messages on the WhatsApp line for my weekend praise jam. I see. I'm appreciating Tulani. with your request there. Keep them coming through, family. What are your three songs you would like to hear? Even if we don't play today, but even during the show, we might just, you know, put a song there and there, or even next Friday. I see Sanette Daisel on the WhatsApp line says, I am 46 now, and something I realized that my confidence grew a lot since I turned 40. Appreciating you, Sanette. Thank you. Did you hear that, family? Sanette says she's 46 and she realized that ever since she turned 40, her confidence grew a lot. You know, yeah, she's a confident woman. She doesn't care anymore. She's confident. She is confident in who she is, in how she dresses, how she walks. Appreciating you, Sanette. Send through your messages as well. Drop us a voice note, 0826572729. Being on the fourth floor, what has been happening with you? The changes? Are you loving yourself? Your fears? Like I was saying, I was so scared to turn 43. I don't want to lie, because my mom passed on when she was 43. So I was scared. I thought history would repeat itself, but here I am, and I know I will live until I'm 83 in Jesus' name. So share your story about being on the fourth floor. Are you enjoying it? You know, what difference do you see in your own life? Because Sanette says her confidence is stronger than before. Share your story as well. How are you seeing yourself? Right now, crossing over to a song, Pastor Keke. Keke, let's a poor follow. The song is titled You Alone. Tuned into Radio Pulpit with myself and Pomko, and this is Heart to Heart.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love. On 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs, or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.